All the music, of course, was celebrated by the monks, and it was always done in Latin. If there's any record of anybody else singing at the time, we don't know about it. However, each of the Christmas symbols has a legend behind it. Some predate the Nativity by centuries, changed by continents and generations. Their origins are misty. For example, the holly and the ivy. And this is, of course, the time of year that the holly berries are all a brilliant red all across northern Europe. Others say that, depending on whether we're talking of he holly or she holly, holly's first brought into the house by the master or the mistress, and whoever that is will rule the home for the coming year. Holly beside the bed on Christmas Eve will protect a maiden from goblins. Holly in the window will keep evil spirits away from the house. Ivy, for some reason, had an evil connotation of old and was only used out of doors. But the Christians took the holly and the ivy and converted it to their use, Christianity. And, of course, that song, The Holly and the Ivy, is traced back to the Druids, the early people of Britain.